That's the sounds of angry offshore catering staff as they stand up against the cancellation of a 2-year pay deal. So starting this morning, the group have been focusing on firms Sodexo, Trinity, Compass, Ontier and Aramark. Here's Regional Officer John Boland.
There is a degree of fear from some of our offshore workers. There's redundancies going on and some people are scared to put their head above in case they're going to get targeted from the actual companies. I think that will be shown this afternoon once we get the ballot result, that there's a lot of people that feel very strongly about this, but they're scared of actually being made redundant if they actually show themselves.
He's talking about a result of an industrial action ballot, which has been moved forward to this afternoon. It asked workers if they wish to strike or not due to the move. If staff vote yes, it will lead to the first strikes in the North Sea for over 40 years. Ontier's chief exec, Peter Bruce, has been pushing for a no vote.
There's thousands of people being made redundant at the moment. The catering staff are part of that. They represent roughly 10% of your workforce. You know, it's a pay freeze we're seeking. It's not a pay reduction. We have not gone down the lines of reducing pay. Some other organisations may have, but we certainly haven't.
We'll bring you the results of the ballot as soon as it's announced this afternoon.